President Biden says he will veto Speaker McCarthy's debt bill if it passes Congress. Look who's here. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise joins us now. Sir, what happens if Biden, as he threatens, vetoes the bill? You got a plan B?
Well, Stuart, the president doesn't have a plan B. He would not veto this bill if it got to his desk. And the bottom line is the American people recognize that while the president maxed out the nation's credit card, which is why we're hitting the debt ceiling, you don't just give President Biden another credit card to go max out. That's what he's asking for. We've said, look, you've got to address the debt ceiling and address Washington's spending problem at the same time. And if you read this bill, which I encourage President Biden to do, why would he be against basic work requirements, saying if somebody is sitting at home fully able-bodied, why should a single mom working three jobs have to pay for them to sit at home when there's workers everywhere, people everywhere trying to hire them? That would save over $100 billion. And by the way, the voters of Wisconsin, just with an 80% vote, said a few weeks ago that work requirements are something they want. This is something all Americans get. We need to finally start saving money while we address the debt ceiling. President Biden's sitting on the sidelines, and that's not a tenable position.
Congressman, I understand that you're hoping to vote on it maybe today or tomorrow. Were some changes made overnight? What changes?
Yeah, so there were two tweaks to the bill. One is we wanted to ramp up the date to align all of the work requirements to be the same. There were two different implementation dates for different pieces of that. One was 2024, one was 2025. We wanted to get all of that started earlier, get those savings to the taxpayers earlier, so we aligned the dates to start in 2024 on work requirements. On some of the tax credits that were going to be eliminated, some were related to the president's big tax and spend bill from last year, but some, as they were writing the language, they got some tax credits that were in existence prior to that. That wasn't the intention. So those are technical corrections.
The Republicans have a very small majority in the House. You have to have everybody on board with this debt ceiling bill. Have you got them all on board?
Yeah, and we had a really good meeting this morning with our full membership, and Speaker McCarthy laid out one more time, and all of us did, why this is so important to the country. And you saw a lot of members, including a lot of members who never voted to raise the debt ceiling, that spoke up vocally and said, we need to do this. If we're going to get spending under control, put our country on a trajectory to fix the problems that Biden created, we've got to do this. Let's go get it done.
Congressman, former President Trump threatening to skip the Republican primary debates. He says the networks and anchors are Trump MAGA haters. Do you think that skipping the debates is a good idea?
Well, if you look, and President Trump has done a good job. He knows how to leverage to make sure that you have fair debates. We've seen unfair moderators over the years. I mean, go back and look, and you know, you had moderators literally arguing with Republican nominees for president when the nominees for on our side were correct. And so, you know, making sure the rules of the debates are fair, and I think that's what you're seeing right now. But at the end of the day, you know, we've still got months before that really gets underway. I think you'll see robust debates. But at the, in the meantime, we're working on trying to get spending under control here in Washington and moving important legislation to get our country back on track.
Congressman, every time you appear on this show, I ask you the same question. Are you well?
I'm doing great. I appreciate it. You always do ask, and I know you care. So many of your listeners care. I still do physical therapy every week. I keep getting better. God's been good to me. I'm lucky to be alive.
God bless you, Congressman. I know he did. Thanks very much for joining us, sir. See you again soon.
God bless you, Stuart. Great being with you.
Thank you.